Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. And today in the studio, we are joined by Helper City Mayor Lanice Peterman. Mayor Peterman, always a pleasure to get you in here. Thanks again for taking the time, as always, to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
I appreciate you having me, Aiden.
And, you know, it's been a fun few weeks down in Helper. I mean, you got Helper vibes going on. You recently wrapped up the Arts Festival. It's a busy time at the end of summer for Helper. But for you and the City Council, that's been especially so because you had to try and figure out what to do with a $100,000 donation. And that's no easy task, is what we really learned from this. So I think a good place for us to start is let's talk about where this donation come from and what it was for.
Sure. So Wildcat Resources works up consumers and actually runs the train system out by North Martin. And they wanted to do something for the city. And so what they did was they reached out to their many multitude of business partners and asked them to contribute some funding to Helper for just general improvements. So we were super honored to receive a check from Jim Finley of Wildcat Resources, you know, for almost $125,000. And the challenge with that is that, one, it's not in our budget. Two, it's not tied to a specific project or request. So, you know, we thought it best to kind of go to the department heads and say, give us your wish list for the museum, for the police department, for public works and the Rio, and let's see what people, you know, feel like they need. And then we could kind of adjust and go, oh, we can do these things, but maybe not those things. So that's really the best way we thought to approach this. And it was really a gift of money, which amounts to like 7% of our budget. So it's nothing to sneeze at, for sure.
I was going to say, that's roughly 7% of your annual operating budget in Helper. That's an insane amount of money to just kind of be gifted to you in a manner like that. And I think the big takeaway from the meeting where you guys were actually working to distribute these funds is it's hard to overcome a budget deficit, but it's also very hard to decide what to do with a budget surplus like you guys faced. So like you mentioned, you go to the department heads and you find their wish lists, and you go into a special meeting of the city council. What did that look like as you get these wish lists and are trying to hash through what's needed, what's not?
So what we did is we had a work meeting, which again, open to the public, where department heads could present their case, you know, for the items that they're requesting. And that's for council to ultimately make those decisions, right? To clarify, it's a weak mayor, strong council system. So I don't vote. The council votes. I execute the council's wishes. So, you know, we talk through what it would look like, how to share these funds out, and what we could do best to kind of make sure every department had a win from this windfall of money.
And, you know, I think the biggest thing that you mentioned there is that this is a strong council, weak mayor system. I feel like people get in their heads sometimes that the mayor is the all-powerful figurehead of the city. What you want will be done, no question about it. But that's just not the case in this. And it goes back to that whole conversation on all levels of government. We have checks and balances, and this is one of those to help kind of, in situations like this, get multiple voices in it and make sure that everyone is represented and heard.
Right. So the council serves as the legislative branch. They make the determinations and decisions, and I would be the enforcement of those decisions. Now, I do have the opportunity to lead with a vision and try to move the community forward in that way. But fundamentally, in the last 8 years, I've never even had to break a tie in voting for the council. So that's been really a blessing.
And, you know, I am sure that is quite the blessing, because that's always a stressful position to be in, to be that tie-breaking vote. So you've gotten the wish list, the department heads have presented their case to the council on why they need these things, and you move into the actual city council meeting. And this is where the real fun really started, because there's a lot of different views on this council of how this money should be distributed. You have some thinking that it should be, you know, each gets a even split of it to ensure fairness, but you have others saying not every need of each department is going to be quite the same. And it's quite the balance that you're trying to strike with that vision.
It was really, I respect what the solution was for council. And that's why we had the work meeting, so that they could really put some thinking into how to distribute it. So I think that conversation was super productive. And what I was most pleased with is everyone walked away with a win. And that's amazing that the library got what they needed, the museum did, the Rio did. So that's really a fair distribution. And you're right, the needs and whatnot were not even. So, you know, trying to make sure we were balancing those requests against this funding was key. And absolutely, I feel strongly they made wonderful decisions and no one could walk away unhappy.
I think what impressed me the most throughout this meeting was the collaboration, because you have so, like we talked about, you have so many different voices all trying to fight for what they think the best vision of Helper is going to be. But in the end, you, like you said, you were able to walk away with everyone feeling like a winner. And in government, that's a rare feeling to accomplish, but you were able to do it. And that's a big compliment to you and the city council. They are just, they're a group of people who are willing to listen. They're willing to compromise. And in an age where it feels like compromise is becoming slimmer and slimmer, it's a refreshing sight to see.
Absolutely. I'm a true believer in the middle road, coming together to move things forward for the betterment of all of us, and avoiding the polarization that we have so evident in throughout our country. You know, it's just really disheartening. But again, so respect what the council, the conclusion they came to. And again, everybody walked out happy. And I think that's the most important thing.
Yeah, we have a full recap of this meeting over on CastleCountryRadio.com. You can see kind of the more exact figures of these things. But something we've talked about throughout this is all of these meetings, they weren't held behind closed doors. There was no curtain of secrecy. These were all held and open to the public. And I feel like that's always important to note, because the public can sometimes feel like they're getting left behind in the political process. But on the local level, this is probably the easiest way for you to get involved and potentially have the most change.
Absolutely. I think local is where you go. And I encourage people, if you want to know what's going on, you can sign up for email alerts through the public notice website. You can see agendas, work, the times meetings are scheduled, all of those things. We really want to conduct our work in the public view so that they do feel included and nothing is happening behind curtains, so to speak.
You know, as a journalist, I really appreciate that. In some of these bigger cities, you have to fight for this kind of access, but it's incredible around here. Our local government's fantastic with the transparency. Now, Mayor Peterman, unfortunately, we are running out of time. Is there anything you want to leave our listeners with?
No, just, you know, I'm excited about this donation, proud of how council ultimately decided to distribute it, and excited to see the results of the funding.
Well, Mayor Peterman, always a pleasure to get you here in the studio. Thanks again for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Helper City Mayor Lanice Peterman, and we were talking about the Wildcat donation received by Helper City, the origins behind it, how they went about distributing it, and those final results. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.